Welcome to the Midnight Writers Podcast, helping authors become better writers.
Episode 15, Coming Up With Ideas. This is John.
This is Lena.
And this is Ben.
So everybody who's done any writing has always asked, or been asked, how do you come up with your ideas? And I think for any author who's been writing for a while, they kind of like roll their eyes at the question, because ideas are easy to come up with. But actually, when I first started writing, I had a hard time coming up with my own ideas. A friend of mine had an idea, and I started writing that as a story. And I figured I would kind of be the fun person that would write this story out, but I couldn't come up with my own ideas. Mm. But before too long, I just started paying attention to things and writing down random weird stuff, and I realized it's really easy to come up with ideas. So where do you guys get your ideas from?
So the default answer is everywhere. But for me, where I've been getting a lot of ideas, at work, I work in a lab, so I stand and I'm moving around a lot, but they let us have speakers, so I usually play something off my iPod or whatever. And I've been listening to a lot of podcasts, and I love history, so I listen to a lot of history podcasts. And I think I've mentioned this before, but I've been listening to things like the history of Rome, history of China, that kind of stuff. And there's some crazy stuff that happened in the past. So there's a lot of ideas that, I mean, yeah, I could take it as like a straight historical fiction story, but some of them it's like tweak it, you know, put it in a sci-fi, you know, it's like all this political intrigue can be put in like any time period, any kind of genre. So I get a lot of ideas like that. Sometimes just like overhearing a conversation, you're just like, that guy just said something really awesome. It would be really cool if this kind of a person said it to this kind of a person. Mm-hmm. Oh man, what else? Sometimes it's just, it really is random. It's just, the main thing I found is write it down.
Yeah, you have to write down all of your ideas, no matter how.
Because there is rarely a time where I have an idea and I remember it for a long time. Mm-hmm. So I try to write it down as soon as I can.
A lot of times, the idea alone isn't what you need to write a story.
Yeah.
So you need a few, two or three ideas.
It's just the absolute start. It's like your seed, but you still need water and soil.
Right. Yeah, for me, it's definitely. So my ideas usually start out with some sort of canon somewhere, some pre-existing material. At least that's how I started getting into writing novels, because I was like, okay, hey, I like the show One Piece. And so I started writing a kind of a role-playing type story with a bunch of other people online. And that kind of then evolved into, oh, hey, I kind of like this character. I mean, it's within the world that's already been created. And so I'm like, well, how can I take that world and then tweak it just enough that it's not that world anymore, but still has similar properties, and then make my own story out of it. So yeah, I have a lot of references and things that exist in real life that I usually use. So I was always told you got to write what you know. So my background's in mechanical engineering. So there's a lot of stuff in science that's really kind of interesting that I kind of pulled from that and say, hey, there's these historical figures and these ideas and concepts and things that would actually be kind of cool in like a combined setting. And that's essentially what gave me the idea for my first trilogy, the Fluxion trilogy. And so from there, yeah, it was just like, well, you get some characters, and I actually steal from myself then a lot now too. So it's like I had the fan fiction that evolved into my own fiction, and now I'm almost writing fan fiction of that fan fiction, just kind of down the rabbit hole, as it were. And so, but yeah, kind of like Lena said, there's a lot of stuff out there that, you know, exists, and a lot of people don't know about it. So, you know, what better way to kind of get it across, but in a fiction context? Because, I mean, sometimes people aren't going to know about these things unless they read my book and say, oh yeah, that's kind of cool. And I'm like, well, did you know that's real? And then get some interested in it. So
yeah, I've gotten a lot of ideas from movies, TV shows, book titles, song titles even. I have seen a song title come up, like, I've got to write a story about that.
Yeah.
And I'm still working on that story. But, you know, just write it down somewhere with everything else, and eventually, well. So I was having issues with my one of my short stories I was writing recently, and So part of what I did was go back through my list of stories that I've written down.
Hmm.
And one of those ideas sparked another idea. It's like, oh, what if, you know, it was kind of mentioning something about a war. And it just reminded me, it's like, oh, what if the story that I'm writing actually takes place in a war? So even though I didn't use that idea directly, still going through a list of ideas I've written, it can really spark what you need to write a story.
Yeah, it definitely adds a lot of depth. So sometimes you just get an idea, and it's kind of a cool idea, but there's more to it than that. There's a lot of layers to stories, so you need to be able to add in a bunch of things to make the story interesting, you know, interesting characters, interesting plot and everything. So sometimes bringing in another element will just add a whole nother layer that just makes it so much more awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, the connections are really good too. I found though in the research, how I get further ideas on top of the ideas is what I like to call the Wikipedia rabbit hole. Because it's like I'll be saying, hey, that's, you know, like antimatter or accretion disks or whatever, you know, scientific concept that's out in outer space. It's like, that's kind of cool. So I start looking into that, and then I see the C also, and then there's like this name, like the Holman transfer or something like that. I'm like, well, what's that? That's kind of an interesting name. And I just start clicking and clicking and clicking. Oh, of course, orbital mechanics. But yeah, it's interesting to how you can really flesh out an idea just with other ideas that are connected. And through that, yeah, kind of developing the idea from there, and from just the gem into something that's a little more meaty that you can work with.
Yeah, an idea alone isn't what you need to write. Because I had an idea several years ago, and I wrote it down, but every time I tried to write the story, it never sounded interesting.
Yeah.
And so I kept it kind of on the back burner until this year. I did decide to mix it with something else. And like, what if I told a story about a character who actually has this whole different thing going on, and this idea just comes into their life and it's just part of it. And that's when the story really started coming together. So while ideas are really cool, most stories are not generally about an idea. It's about a character doing something. And whatever that idea is that you have is going to affect the character, and
right. They're
going to have to live through whatever this crazy thing is. But you got to remember the main story is about a character and not about the idea.
Because that's what people are going to relate to. They're going to relate to a character because it's like, oh, hey, yeah, I would definitely act that way if my legs were being ripped off by a black hole. So those kind of things. For me, it's also knowing kind of the length of an idea, because a lot of times you have an idea, it's the what if. You get a lot of good ideas just asking what if. And so sometimes that what if is only a single event, and that would kind of fit under a short story. But then if you see, well, okay, if I take this what if and it starts as an event, and then you say, well, what are the consequences of that? And then it evolves into, okay, these things then happen as a result. Then you kind of get into more of a novel length idea, and you can, you know, add more to it and those kind of things, and even past that. And so like right now, my current idea that I really like working on instead of doing editing or writing is a sci-fi reinterpretation of the Arthurian legend. And so I'm like, this has so much stuff that I can do from it that I'm like, yeah, this isn't just a novel. This is going to be a series. And I know that already going in. So I'm already kind of starting to pad things out to a series length with the idea. But it's knowing how much material you really have with this idea is important.
How many characters that are involved.
Yeah.
Well, and also what's really important too is knowing when to start telling the story.
Right.
Because like I was looking through my notes here and I had an idea, and I think it was based off of like a History of China podcast, and it was about, you know, like talking about how like noblemen would, like, you know, divide, maybe it wasn't History of China, anyway, the whole concept of, you know, you have children, you have sons, you give your land divided among your children. Well, and I was thinking about that kind of taken to a larger extent, where it's like, well, what if they were like immortal, you know, like how do you keep dividing your land among immortals? Like, that's kind of a cool idea. Yeah.
That's my square foot over
but
there.
But where's the story? Like, you need more than that. So it's like, okay, well, you know, maybe they have to start conquering planets. You know, did they come up against a planet that resists them or something? Or,
well, yeah, it's economics. It's supply and demand.
Yeah. So it's like figuring out where to tell the story and where to start.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's like, yeah, I could, you know, write this whole, you know, like, encyclopedia on this family that's, you know, immortal or whatever. Mm-hmm. But where's the story?
It's an encyclopedia.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, do I start with Uther Pendragon and his origins and then flesh that out for a few chapters before I even get to King Arthur being born? I mean, no, you start where it's interesting.
Yeah.
Got to hook the reader.
Yeah, because I have a lot of ideas and I'm like, that's a cool what if, but God, where do I start? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my story idea was what if a guy found a journal that was written by somebody who was in hell? And wrote about his experiences on Earth and how it led him to where he is. And then mm-hmm. the guy reading the journal realizes he's on the same path and doesn't want to end up in hell. So it changes his life. Well, it sounds like a neat idea, but where do you go with that? And what actual story do you tell? And
yeah.
So that's been the struggle. And then I realized it's all about the character.
Right.
So you got to find a really cool character to tell a story about. And then he finds this and then how it interacts with him so that it's... The whole story isn't about this one book, but it's about the character's interactions to it and changes as he finds it and stuff. Mm-hmm. So,
see, like when you were talking about that, my mind immediately went to, well, what if somebody's like forcing his life to follow that path?
Oh, yeah, kind of like an adjustment bureau meets the Screwtape Letters. I mean, that would be kind of cool. Yeah, and I think a lot of that also comes down to how much time do you spend on an idea? Because it's like you could have a really great idea and you write down just the concept of the idea, but then do you immediately go and just like write the story? Because I found there's a lot of times, yeah, I have a pretty good idea and it's kind of light, and I've done, you know, my Wikipedia rabbit holes and fleshed it out a little bit, but then I kind of let it sit on the back burner because I've got, probably six other book series type trilogy type things in the coffer right now.
Small.
No, of course not. And so as I wait to write those, it actually gives me time to kind of mull things over, and then I learn new things and I listen and find other things from other areas, you know, movies, books, etc. Mm-hmm. that I'm like, oh yeah, that would really work well in that book or this book or whatever, and then I just kind of add it to the list of ideas, because I think it was, as I said before, you know, you can have a pretty good idea as just a single idea, but then, you know, the more ideas you add to it, you know, the depth of your story definitely gets a little better, gets a little more complex.
And thanks for the idea, Lena. I just wrote it down.
See, this is also how it goes. You bounce ideas off of each other.
Oh, yeah.
That is an amazing way to get ideas, is talk to other people about it.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, like when we were working... I keep touching things. when we've been working on projects at the same time, sometimes it's like, oh, you know, I'm stuck on this one part, or, mm-hmm. you know, I can't figure out this one aspect. Here's what's going on so far. What do you think? And then you'll say something. It's like, that's a brilliant idea.
Mm-hmm.
That's going in my story. Or like yesterday, or what was it? The other day, we were trying to figure out what your raptor could do and like a magic, like what magic powers your raptor could have in the middle of a battle. So we're just brainstorming together. And
mm-hmm.
I don't mind giving out ideas. You know, it's not like,
yeah.
you know, telling you that, you know, your raptor should be, you know, teleporting through a battlefield is my idea. And now I need to have it. And you can't do that now.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm totally willing to just help and just throw stuff out.
When I was writing the sci-fi version of this story, I was asking what kind of things could happen in to the raptor
mm-hmm.
On the spaceship, and you mentioned, Lena, what if the gravity went out?
Oh yeah.
That'd
be hilarious.
I regret not writing the sci-fi story just because I want that one scene in there.
Yeah, you could fit it in somewhere else, sure. Yeah.
Just the image of a raptor with like the claws flailing as it's like rotating around.
Oh my
gosh. Just terrifying and hilarious at the same time.
That is awesome. But yeah, I mean, you bring up a good point. You definitely have to work in a community as a writer, not only in the idea phase, but then also the writing phase, because then you're accountable and you have motivation with other people also writing, but then in the editing phase and just the whole thing, the whole gamut, you got to do with other people, because doing it alone, yeah, you could do it, but it's a lonely road.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And like some of these ideas is like, yeah, you probably could have come up with something by yourself, but it's a little faster.
Yeah.
You know, when somebody else is there.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you
and
start telling me about
you need
your story.
Other inputs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and like you telling me about it gets excited because like my brain starts coming up with ideas. And mm-hmm. so that keeps me going.
Mm-hmm.
That keeps you going. It's just keeping that excitement. And it's just like, that's a really cool idea. I can't wait to write this now.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
the best feeling.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Let's see.
So what other, any last minute thoughts on how you come up with ideas? Autocorrect. I have come up with a few ideas from autocorrect stupid messages. I'm like, really?
Do you have an example?
It's like, that's not what I meant to say, but that would be an interesting thing. Yeah.
I thought of writing an anthology one time, because every time I try to write story on my phone, mm-hmm. it corrects it to shirt. And I'm like, why does it keep saying shirt instead of story? So I thought of writing an anthology called Shirt Stories, and it was all about story titles that come from autocorrect messages.
Oh, my gosh.
I like coming up with fun themes like that. That sounds like fun.
Yeah. I think for me, a lot of the ideas that I get are from kind of unexplained concepts. So, like, why is there more matter than antimatter in the universe that we can do? And, you know, where, you know, the NP type thing that you know, that problem, and trying to figure out, well, how could that be solved, and how could that be solved in an interesting way? So kind of taking the questions and mysteries of the universe and doing a solution.
Science has some interesting ideas for stories.
That's oh, absolutely. Sure. There's a lot of untapped potential there.
Mm-hmm.
So another story idea I had from the autocorrect thing was I buy pens from a website called Goulet Pens.
Mm-hmm. You should go there.
And every time I type it on my phone, it took a long time for the phone to recognize I was trying to say Goulet and not Goblet. So I kept trying to say Goblet Pens and all this other stuff.
Yeah, writing with a goblet would probably be kind of difficult.
Unless you were a giant.
Yeah.
And then it's a goblet and a pen at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
So as you're writing, you just take a drink.
Well, except that drink is ink, so. I don't know if I'd want to do that. I'm just thinking Robert Goulet pens,
kind of,
but.
What kind of ink do you have in there? It's a Bloody Mary.
There's like lemon juice and it's the invisible ink.
Yeah. I was looking through my book of notes again, and I found one. And a lot of thing, or one thing that I notice I do a lot is, I think of a really common story idea, and like this particular one is about like time travel. Like people go back in time to try to kill a bad person or something.
Mm-hmm. The Hitler conundrum.
Yeah, and I'm like, what if they go back to make sure that the bad guy does not get killed? You know, like taking something that you think would go one way and completely flipping it around.
It's like a war of the time travelers, because it's like everyone is trying to kill and or protect this one individual.
Yeah, and I just love twisting stuff like that, like trying to come up with that super surprise ending.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a thing I've noticed I do a lot.
It reminds me of that time travelers blog.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Short story.
Yeah.
The Wikipedia entry or whatever.
Yeah.
I think that's probably
Wiki History. That's what it's called.
Yeah, that one's pretty good.
That was an awesome short story. Yeah. Anyway, final notes, comments?
I think those were our final notes.
This is why writers say ideas come from everywhere.
Absolutely.
Just make sure you write them down.
It takes practice. So
it does.
You start working out that part of your brain where you're trying to write down ideas, and it'll come easier.
Yeah, but sometimes the process of coming up with ideas can kind of get your creative juices flowing. Besides, at the very least, you've got a nice database of things to pull from later when you're looking for something extra for your story.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll see you next week.
Thanks much.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Midnight Writers Podcast. If you've enjoyed this content, sign up for our newsletter on our website, midnightwriterssociety.com, where you'll get a lot more great information. See you next Wednesday.